This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3267 for Tuesday the 9th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, Ripping Media 2021. It is hosted by Operator, and is about 17 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I go over ripping webpage media.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Today's going to be about ripping streaming media or content from the internet, from websites. I did some episode 126 back in 2008. Looks like I did something. So, and I've done some here and there as maybe quick tips or something. But this one's going to be kind of an all-inclusive, all-in-one kind of ripping media, whatever. So at the end of the day, right, we're talking about websites that have crappy players or even DRM that you're trying to get around. But at the end of the day, we all know that everything comes to you in a digital form anyway. So like it's a bit chinky then to be like, oh, you can't rip this content even though it's all electronic. So DRM is, right, the attempt to kind of help keep, you know, people from copying copyrighted content or whatever. So anyways, so this is going to be about kind of pulling mainly videos from the internet and different methods in which to do that. So first things first, it's the easiest by far is YouTube DL. It's YouTube-DL. Their GitHub got pulled down by like MPA or something. And I think it's back up now, but the idea there is that, YouTube DL is not just for YouTube. It will download, content from other websites. It kind of has like a generic scraper that will scrape the website and try to pull anything in. So YouTube DL is good. I don't know of any plugins for browsers for YouTube DL. So if you guys know of any, plugins that I can have that will call YouTube DL, but what I will do in the show notes is I will put in my link to the YouTube downloader script that I use. It will automatically pull all the stuff you need to get going. So let me make sure I've got notes. I'm gonna remind myself to go back to that. This original HPR notes is from June of 2019, so it's been a while since I went over this. So I have a bunch of build notes and a bunch of things. The backstory here is I started out by wanted to download a Facebook live stream and ended up kind of missing it altogether. But the idea is that some of these videos are available offline, but if they're live, things can be a little bit tricky to figure out how to pull that stuff down. So live video looks like something about MPG files of Facebook. Also looks like you need FFmpeg compile with enable libxml2. This is where I found out about a wonderful script called Media Auto Build Suite. Now, I'll put all this in the show notes, but JB-ALVARADO has a GitHub. It's called media-autobuild_suite. No spaces. And this will basically in Windows is a will help you compile FFmpeg for a variety of different extra things that you can compile FFmpeg with. Now, it's a little bit of a learning curve if you haven't compiled anything before. So a lot of that has to do with, you know, some of the notes that I'd put in here I have a really long one-liner to build this out. Download file, downloads the master, extracts it, and then runs audio build suite. Took over 8 hours to compile on an i7. Disabled some of the features that had warnings that he had tagged in the GitHub as useless. I'll talk about that. So you can use Cygwin. These guys prefer Ming W64. I haven't really used it that often. I've used it for a few things. I usually am a Cygwin guy. So Cygwin and Ming, it's like Mini X. Well, I apologize. Let me do some notes here. It's just called MinGW. I don't really know how to pronounce it, but MinGW, and then W64 is like the 64-bit version. What I'll say on the offhand is there's actually a nice portable GitHub repo for portable Cygwin that's on GitHub, which I can see if I can find it. Sort of an unrelated slash related note. Let me go back to my repositories. Cygwin-portable-installer. Now, this is really cool. It installs Cygwin and a bunch of other cool stuff. It's on GitHub by VEGARDIT. So if you're looking for Cygwin and you want it portable, this guy has it all set up magically for you. It's got tabbed. It's got like a little X Windows type of terminal thing. Anyways, I digress. Getting back on topic here. Looks like I had some references here around what flags to use when you're compiling this massive FFmpeg. And then it looks like I renamed some stuff to make some other things work. It's a bit chinky. I mean, the basic version of FFmpeg, you download the executable from the internet, has most of what you would need. But in this instance, I had some things I needed to add, the libxml2 that I needed to add in there. And this suite kind of built everything for me. So that's pretty much that. Well, I've covered YouTube DL. I've covered how I'm going to share my YouTube downloader script. let's go over the kind of plugins. I use Bulk Media Downloader for Chrome, which pairs nicely and is, I think, developed by the same company as Turbo Download Manager 3rd Edition. Now, with these two combined, there's also like a helper script that I don't know if you still need anymore, but Turbo Download Manager is a multi-threaded downloader. And much the way that my YouTube downloader script, YouTube DL downloader script will work, is that it pulls the file in chunks. What my script does is it pulls down ARIA2C2 or ARIA2, which is a multi-threaded command line downloader. So you've got wget, for example, or the PowerShell command to download a file, whatever. This downloads it in chunks or threads, and you can send it a list of files. And it will download those files and say, okay, I want a maximum of 500 connections, but only 4 connections per website. So you'll have 500 connections and 4 connections times 500, and it will pull that download in theory, as long as the server lets you download it. So with the power of Bulk Media Downloader, YouTube DL, and Turbo Download Manager, you can kind of pull everything you need to pull. Outside of that, you start getting into hairy situations where you just give up and do screen scraping. Or you can Google around for whatever the website is, or if you can figure out what the player that they use is, you can look for other things, like if they have like DRM in there. There's not really a whole lot of things you can do if you're trying to rip, like, you know, NBC or something. They have proprietary codecs where they basically just take a regular codec and put a bunch of garbage in the front of the headers and the meta tag metadata, to mangle it up so that all your standard scrapers just look past it. And so there's encrypted streams and things like that, but at the end of the day, it has to be decrypted and it has to end up rendering on your browser. Now, from what I understand, Chromium browser has DRM built into it. And for example, back in the day when you had Linux, I'm doing you some backstory here. You had Linux and you wanted to play a movie on Amazon or a TV show on Amazon. There were instances where it wouldn't work at all because you did not have this DRM crap, in your browser. So, like, if you had Linux and you had Amazon, I don't know if it's the same way today, but, if you had, like, Linux and you were running an open source browser, and you, you know, tried to go to watch a movie or whatever, the commercials would load up just fine, but the actual content wouldn't load up because it was missing this proprietary DRM binary that's in Chrome. And this was like 5 years ago, so maybe things have changed. I don't know. But the idea there is my approach is normally, I'll use U2BL, feed that URL, with my script. It automatically updates U2BL and asks you if you want to update the binaries and stuff. So what my script does, I'll back up first and explain what the script does. The script is a bat file that calls, a few things. It pulls down wget, I think. It pulls down ffmpeg. It pulls down rsc2, which is the multi-threaded downloader. It pulls down ffmpeg, which is the transcoder, basically, which allows you to pull down a stream and output it to a different stream instead of just copying the stream one-to-one or combining streams that have multiple parts. So, for example, a lot of your streams have a audio feed and a video feed, so you might want a low quality audio feed, or a high quality audio feed and a low quality video feed, or a high quality video feed. And you can specify with ffmpeg to say, okay, here's where I want you to pull the audio, here's where I want you to pull the video, and mash them together when you're done. And that's what ffmpeg will do for you outside of YouTube DL. So I'll hand YouTube DL to my, first thing is I'll get the URL and I'll fire it at U2BL script. It goes and pulls down, like I said, I think wget, ffmpeg, U2BL, and make sure it's up to date, RSC2 for the multi-threaded downloaders, and then it brings up a file, and you edit that file with all your URLs in it, and then you hit enter, and you save it, and you escape out. And it will continue the script and try and pull down all those URLs. And hopefully you'll end up with a bunch of videos at the end. So if YouTube DL won't get it, what my next step is I'll use Chrome's bulk media downloader. And this guy will kind of sniff the traffic. If you remember way back, there was a thing called URL Sniffer. That's essentially what this does. It sniffs kind of media URLs and metadata to pull stuff out. So if ffmpeg or, for example, YouTube DL won't pull something down, you can use bulk media downloader to kind of look it further in, and maybe you can see like a M3U8 file, which is a kind of a playlist in other terms to have the content be pulled down. Other than that, there's not a whole lot you can do outside of just scraping the screen and running a standard screen scraper. The multi-threaded download stuff with Turbo Download Manager, once you've captured a URL or a group of URLs, you can select them all in Bulk Media Downloader and say copy to. Send to Turbo Download Manager. It's a bit chinky and kind of whatever, so I usually copy and paste each URL individually into like a notepad, and then I paste them in one by one. Depending on what's going on, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but in general, I just keep the URLs just in case I lose them and they get mangled or something. That's pretty much it as far as ripping content. There's a lot of notes about ffmpeg and transcoding there. Really, I mean, I don't want to understate the huge amounts of work that's put into YouTube DL, but YouTube DL is basically a scraper that has a bunch of predefined engines to scrape content from websites. So it's not doing a whole lot other than pulling down the metadata and the titles and stuff like that. You can use FFmpeg probably just straight up, which I used before YouTube DL, before I knew it could download more than just YouTube files. You can just feed it the URL with FFmpeg and maybe some switches here and there, and maybe you have to compile it with some specific, you know, encryption types built into it. But at the end of the day, you can pretty much do the same thing with FFmpeg that you can with YouTube DL, but YouTube DL just makes it easier. You know, it'll do things like switching based on tags. So you can say, I want to do the subtitles, so it'll pull down the subtitles. I want a thumbnail, it'll pull the thumbnail if it has one. Jesus. So yeah, that's some of that. I think that's pretty much it. It's pretty quick episode. Pretty high level, but really at the end of the day, my YouTube DL script should get you there. Bulk Media Downloader and Turbo Download Manager should get you there. If not, you're doing screen scraping and good luck. You can use something like OBS, the open source broadcasting software, to save stuff like that locally. Other than that, I feel like that's pretty much it. This is a lot of notes about, you know, switching switches that I had to do to perform to get stuff to compile right. But anyways, that should pretty much get you guys set. Let me know if you have any questions. If you have any advanced ways to strip media that YouTube Downloader won't work, or something like URL Sniffer or Bulk Media Downloader won't work, please let me know. We're talking like DRM type stuff like Disney Plus and things like that. I've gotten URLs out of Disney Plus media, but I haven't been able to use FFmpeg to successfully pull that stuff down. Because a lot of the times when you're pulling this content down with like a third party application, it doesn't have your cookies and browser information built into it. You can send cookies to YouTube DL and FFmpeg, but And traditionally, it doesn't work for me, and I haven't had a lot of success in that area. So, anyways, if you have advanced stuff on how to rip advanced DRM type of stuff that's not screen scraping, please let me know, because I'm always interested to find the latest and greatest ways people are pulling content down from the internet. Anyways, take it easy. Later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.